You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As Boise's housing market becomes more and more competitive, how is that impacting renters? The current vacancy rate for rentals in Boise is 3.74%. The average rent, $1,450. That's according to Keller Williams Realty. In this atmosphere, some landlords are coming under scrutiny. We've heard about some predatory practices that impose high fees on renters as they try to find housing. Joining us today live in studio to talk about this is Boise City Council member Lisa Sanchez. She is proposing new restrictions for landlords, saying the rules would protect renters. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
And we really want to hear from you today as well and your thoughts on this. So we are monitoring Twitter for the next 5 minutes. So if you have a question or a comment, tweet us right now. Use the hashtag Idaho Matters. So the first question for you, Lisa, how does the system work right now? And does Boise put a limit on certain fees?
You know, that's actually the issue, Gemma, is there's nothing in place giving any sort of guidance on whether or not a landlord or property manager could charge a fee at all. It's just pretty much a free-for-all, and that's what it's been. We have those property owners and property managers that don't charge fees at all the way up to, we've heard of some folks being charged upwards of $100. With no guarantee that they're actually going to be getting into a unit. And that's been the issue, is you've got folks who are spending a lot of money just applying for a place with no guarantee that they're actually going to get one. So that eats into your security deposit, your first and last month's rent, if that's what a landlord's wanting. And that's, again, with no guarantee of getting into a place.
So talk to me about what made you think about putting a cap on application fees.
Well, Gemma, I myself am a renter. I'm the only member of City Council who is. So I have a particular sympathy and empathy for my fellow renters in the community. And I was meeting folks throughout the valley, throughout the last nearly 2 years that I've been on council, who have brought that up as an issue. And it's been all folks from all kinds of walks of life. It's not just renters themselves. It's parents of adult children who are trying to help out their children with getting into a place. Mm-hmm. And again, they were assuming, well, I'm going to help my kid out with maybe a security deposit or first month's rent. And then their adult children are coming back to them saying, I need more money because now I did find a place. It's like, well, where did all that money go? Well, that was just to apply. And then we'd hear from folks who were saying they just couldn't find any location and their savings were being diminished in just the attempt to try to apply to find a place. So we realized, you know, here in the state of Idaho, the legislature does not allow us to put any sort of cap on the rent itself. As you listed, the rent is increasing. And we just have had our constituents cry out for help, like, give us some relief. And we did some research and discovered, well, this might be an area that we can offer some relief.
And you know, you talked about this idea of people putting their application fees in, but there's not a guarantee that they will then find a place to live. So it also goes back to this idea of, like, we're in a tight housing market in Boise. So what are people telling you about when they go to apply? I mean, are there predatory practices going on in your opinion?
That's the indication that we're getting. You know, there's so many issues in our community that people don't necessarily agree about how to approach them. But this has been one issue where I have consistently heard the same thing from people looking for housing. It's that they're so grateful that that the city is taking this move to offer them some protection. So, you know, certainly there can be other steps that we can take in the future, but this is a great first step. It's been one that people have really applauded and are welcoming. Of course, we have also heard from some housing providers who are concerned that we are setting it at a relatively low rate at this point. It's $30 is what we're looking for. Some folks are saying, well, you know, that's not enough. I usually charge $50 because that's the background service that I use. So that's the other thing. There's no consistency there. Mm. Like I said, there are some people that I know who are housing providers who say, Lisa, I don't charge at all. I've never charged an application fee. And then there are those folks who's like, well, this is not enough. Well, certainly it's the housing provider who benefits from this background check. It really doesn't benefit those folks who are seeking housing. So it really, the way I look at it, it should be a cost of doing business. But I know that people are charging. So we figured a nominal fee would be a great place to start.
So today you're actually officially proposing an ordinance, right, at a work session coming up?
Yep, we're proposing it this afternoon during our work session. Folks would not be testifying at something like that, but they are welcome to observe. They are welcome to watch online. They're also welcome to email me any questions, any stories that they would like for me to share with my fellow council members so that they can better take in the issue. And I'm so excited to share this with my fellow council members and to get their input on how we might be able to improve this ordinance.
If people want to send you an email, give them your email address right now.
That would be lsanchez@cityofboise.org.
And your plan, if I have this right, so would let companies charge a fee based on the actual cost of the screening process, correct?
So it's $30, and if $30 or if it's lower.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So no more than $30. And they do need to show that they're actually doing some sort of process, that they're not just pocketing this money, because that's been part of the issue as well, is people are paying this money. They're not getting any sort of indication that a background check was actually done.
Okay, so if I'm a prospective renter, let's say, right, how do I know what that would look like? I mean, they're going to charge me, let's say, the $30. But are there also things people should be looking for when they're looking for a decent landlord?
Well, part of what we're asking in this ordinance is that housing providers actually provide a written document saying what would preclude somebody from being a suitable tenant. So that way, if you're looking at a list of requirement criteria and you see, oh, this would keep me out of this particular housing unit, so why spend the $30?
Why even apply?
Exactly. So that way we can avoid that. And, you know, I myself, like I said, I'm a renter. I've never been charged an application fee. I talked to the potential who would be my potential landlord, and I just told them about myself. I said, I work here. You are welcome to call my employer. I would list former landlords. Mm-hmm. I think there's multiple ways to get into a house. That's how it's worked for me.
Right. We're speaking with Lisa Sanchez. She's a Boise City Council member, about her proposal to cap rent application fees. And we would love to hear if you have any stories or any comments about this. We are monitoring Twitter right now. We'll be doing that for about another 5 minutes. So tweet us. Use the hashtag Idaho Matters. And in fact, I want to bring up a comment from Kelly in Boise. She's a homeowner in the North End. She sent us this email. It says, it's difficult seeing a big increase in property taxes and upkeep just this year. And this gets passed down to the renters. But she goes on to say that she doesn't think that this is a problem unique to Boise. She goes on to say, you see it in bigger cities as well. And buying a house in a desirable neighborhood is out of reach for a lot of people. So from what Kelly mentioned, how widespread do you think these problems are in Boise in particular?
Like I said, Gemma, for me, an indication is the positive response I've received from renters about us moving forward with this type of legislation. And actually, I've also heard from property owners, from housing providers mm-hmm. who have been unaware that there are people who are gouging our renters. They themselves said, you know, I had no idea. I don't charge for application fees, or I charge very little. I think I've heard from somebody say they charge $15. So it varies. I also think if you yourself haven't been a renter for a long time, you're not part of that world and you don't understand. Or if you yourself are an ethical person and you are doing your business with integrity, it's hard to understand that there are those who are taking our current situation, they're taking advantage of it. And, you know, we have this initiative in the city of Boise called Boise Kind. I want our policies to be kind. Mm. And I know that we do have property owners, we do have landlords who are ethical and who are doing business with integrity. And I certainly would love to uplift their voices. But we do have those folks who are taking advantage of the situation.
And have you looked into what other cities have done with this similar issue?
You know, we have a city attorney, Elizabeth Kekritz, who's been primarily working on this for it, putting the language together for us. And I know that she has looked at other communities to see how they're doing it. So that's part of what we've done in terms of research to build our ordinance. Was very grateful to Representative John Gannon. I believe he's in District 17. I'm sorry, John, if I've got the wrong district. But he was the legislator who first approached me to say, Lisa, you know, I would have loved to have done something like this with the legislature maybe someday. But right now, I think, you know, as a citizen of Boise, I think this is something we could do in our community. Mm. So he was gracious enough and generous enough to give us the initial wording for this legislation. But truthfully, it was one of our constituents, Mary Elizabeth Kemp, who came to me and said, Lisa, I tried to do the right thing. I was living in the North End, renting a home. And then, you know, my husband's a graduate student, and we were down to one income. So we decided to go into an apartment complex to save some money. An out-of-state developer purchased the apartment complex, raised the rent. And I realized we now cannot afford this. So we wanted to move into a smaller unit in the same complex. She goes, they charged me another $100 application fee.
They're already living in the same place.
So the level of, it's just not Boise kind to do mm-hmm. something like that. And it doesn't make sense. And I think for Mary Elizabeth, for me, for John, it's situations like that that were the tipping point to show the level of, there's no other word for it, greed.
Do you have will there be any type of penalty built into this plan?
Yes. So what we're looking at is if folks are going to be doing this, I mean, we're actually going to be spending a lot of time educating the community, mm-hmm. you know, because ultimately that's what we want. We don't want this happening. We want housing providers to do their business with ethics and integrity, and we want the folks who need housing to get housing. We don't want folks taken advantage of. But for those folks who are not going to be in compliance, yes, it would be a $100 fee.
And you brought this up already about the
fine, I should say.
A fine. You brought this up a little bit earlier about some property management companies saying that the cap would be too low with that $30. And in fact, there was a Idaho Statesman story recently that they quoted some property management companies saying that a cap below $50 could damage their business because they say it costs up to $47 to run the application. So is there a need, though, to run these applications, I guess? And as you also mentioned, though, there's no if there's no level playing field on that, then someone might be running an application fee that only costs $15, but another person could have the $47.
Correct. And that's the issue is people, there's no consistency. And so if you've got somebody who says, well, you know, I usually charge this much. Well, how about the fact that it should be, if we're going to be charging fees, then maybe it should be something that if you want the applicant to pay the fee, well, perhaps you could pay the rest of it then, because at the end of the day, it's the housing provider who benefits from these background mm-hmm. checks. Correct? It's about protecting their property, making sure that they've got a person who's going to be respectful to their neighbors. So for me, the way I look at it, it benefits them to do a little bit of investing in that initial vetting of the applicant. Right now, it's all been on the renters, and perhaps the property owners could take on some of that as just part of doing business.
And, you know, you did mention that there are good landlords. Mm-hmm. You know, you've had good experiences with landlords. But yet, when you, very typically, when there is one bad apple, then it kind of infects the entire, you know, crop. And similar could be said about landlords. So in your experience and what you're even hearing from renters, is this a widespread problem among the majority of landlords in Boise, or are we seeing this in smaller batches, but yet there's still that ripple effect?
You know, truthfully, I have to go on the response that I'm getting and the initial wave that started. Because for me, it's before my friend Mary Elizabeth Kemp got a hold of me, I'd actually gone to the Central Bench Neighborhood Association meeting. Oh, gosh, I think maybe at the end of last year, beginning of this year. That was the first time I'd really heard somebody had grabbed me and said, I need to talk to you about something. Mm. And then I just noticed. It's like when you get a red car and you notice red cars
everywhere, right?
And that's what happened. People just – that was consistently the issue that people would bring up to me. And I don't know if it's because they know that I, too, am a renter, and they figured, well, she might have some compassion and understanding for this issue. So it's just something that I've consistently heard. It's the same issue. Of all the issues that we have to deal with, it's the very specific issue that I've heard. So it's enough that we need to address mm-hmm. it.
So what's next, next step after today's work session?
So hopefully the next step will be that we will – have a hearing scheduled. So fingers crossed. So we're hoping that what I'm hoping, Gemma, is for those folks who, for whatever reason, have not attended a city council meeting or have wanted to testify, but they've been fearful. I hope that this is the issue that brings them out, because it's going to have a lasting, important effect for our community for the better. And the more voices, the better.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this. We've been speaking with Lisa Sanchez with Boise City Council about her new proposal around rental application fees. Thanks so much for coming in
today.
Thank
you, Gemma.
Up next, guns in stores. What does the law say? I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.